Hi, friends. This is Joy. I just wanted to say hi, and I'm going to try to start recording more podcasts for you. I had went from the name of my podcast, Home with Joy, and then I just decided to simplify it and call it Joy Homestead, because I know a lot of you that have found my podcast or maybe pass it on to a friend, they know me through Instagram. I know a lot of you through Instagram, which is such a fun community to learn together and encourage and all sorts of stuff, homesteading or anything, reading God's word together. So I just decided to simplify it so you don't have to try to remember this podcast name, Joy Homestead. My last name is not Homestead. I was wondering if people might think that, but I'm assuming not. How are you? We are doing good. I know the world, oh man, it's changed, hasn't it? It really has. I feel like that's just the topic of everybody. How's it going? It's a new way of greeting each other. It's not just, hey, how's it going? Good, I'm fine. It's a, well, good. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, and it's true because it's not like one state's having a hard time. All of us, all over the world, we are going through quite the transition and change, aren't we? I wanted to share a little bit about Passover. So Passover was this week. Today is Friday, and Passover technically was Wednesday. Excuse me for yawning. I start to get tired. It's almost 9, but my kids are outside playing with the neighbors out in the dark, hide and seek. So I like to call it, maybe I shouldn't say this, social closeness. You can see that I'm not a fan of this social distancing thing. Anyways, they've always played together. So they're playing outside and it's dark and they're just having the greatest childhood right now. Passover was on Wednesday. By the time it really sunk in that it was Wednesday, I mean that it was Passover, it was already Thursday. And I thought a couple of you were posting your pictures on Instagram about Passover. I just knew in my heart, we need to do this. And then as I was looking up a matzah, which matzah is unleavened bread. I did not know they were the same meaning. Matzah and unleavened bread simply means there's no yeast, water, flour, salt. One recipe had oil. I put avocado oil in it and a little honey. That's it. No yeast. I'll explain that a little bit later why there was no yeast. So Wednesday came. I saw your pictures, and I just knew on Thursday, we need to do this. And we're the type of people, my husband and I, that we tend not to, I don't want to say that we're rebellious. I don't like that word rebel. We're not rebellious, but we tend not to fit in the box. So if something was supposed to be on Wednesday and it's Thursday, we're still going to do it because God, especially if it's Passover, God surely knows our hearts that we want to do something different other than Easter. That he knows we're trying to make a change in our life to rid ourselves of the old things that we had celebrated before. And recently he's showed us the roots behind Easter and Christmas. So Thursday came and I started making the unleavened bread and super simple. I'm going to make that a lot, but how meaningful as I was kind of reading about it while making it. The reason for the unleavened bread is when the Israelites were slaves in Egypt for many years and finally the last plague hit. And they were no longer slaves. They were freed. You can read this in Exodus. I would love to read this all over again as a refresher. they didn't, by the time they needed to leave so many people all at once, they didn't have time to make a loaf of bread with yeast and rise and bake it, you know? So flour, water, salt it was. And they made it, packed it away, and was able to take food with them so they wouldn't be hungry on their journey. So I started making that. I'll have to read a little bit more. The Feast of the Unleavened Bread, I was reading about it a little bit more. And that it lasts, I think, for the full week. And just not to abstain. I mean, to abstain from yeast. I'm learning. My husband and I are learning all of this. A little history. We both grew up in Christian homes. Went to church. All of that. Sunday school, youth group. Christian or Bible colleges. But recently, as in about 3 years ago, we felt a little stirring. We always tended to think a little bit more natural-minded, outside the box, home birthing, homeschool, homestead, live away from town. How can we do this on our own? We don't need to be in town, in city, need help from people. That kind of helped that we were already thinking outside of the box. But God created a stirring in us. And it started with my husband first. So it's okay if one of you, wife or husband, starts this different thinking of what you grew up with first. So if it's not you, or if it's him first, or if it's you first, pray for the other one while they wait, if it's not right away that they're making the transition to in their heart. But he was talking about Easter eggs. A church we used to attend to, we used to have a huge Easter egg hunt each year, and he was really unsettled with it. And I was a little bit, kind of indifferent. But then he started sharing about the pagan roots behind it. Why would a church do this? And recently I've been calling it a church building, because church is a gathering of believers. You, me, grab a few families. Let's have a bonfire and a potluck. Pray. Keep each other accountable. How can we help another family within our circle? Invite another family that's a little bit lost, doesn't necessarily fit into the church building community because they think differently. That's why I say church building, because church, I think, is a group of believers, just like it was back in the Bible days. They didn't have a church building that they went and worshiped. They worshiped in homes. Home church is not scary or weird. I think God created a longing in my husband and I's heart a few years ago, to a longing in our heart, but not a you need to start one. So I just kept on checking in with the Lord. Is this the time? And it kept on being not no, but just no answer. Almost a not yet. Not yet, Joy. And recently with this virus going around, it's been stirring in my soul that we need to start it. Start meeting with believers. So the pagan stuff, the Easter eggs, that kind of started it with us, that unsettled feeling in my husband's belly. The Holy Spirit was sure guiding him. And then Christmas came along, because what's great about researching Easter, you guys, is if you type in Easter Ishtar, Ishtar, same word, Easter and Ishtar is the same thing, as a pagan goddess. But Easter and Ishtar and pagan, you type those in your search engine and you can find those, all that history, really quickly. And I was telling my husband, there's advantages of when I let people know, you can find information on this really easily because a lot of our world is pagan. And it's easy to find information on it. Then we started researching Christmas, had the same feeling. And actually, it was years ago, we started feeling unsettled about it, almost disgusted with gifts, even though we weren't heavy gift givers, very minimum. If not, I would just make them all. But I started feeling unsettled. I don't like the word hate, but I didn't like that tree. I was almost annoyed by all of it. Just, ugh, that's what I felt. So listen to the Holy Spirit. If you start hearing, feeling a stirring in your soul about making a change, kind of sit with that. Ask the Lord, what are you trying to show me and tell me? Is there anything I need to change in my life? Is there anything you want to get rid of? Is there anything I'm fighting not to get rid of? Keep on communicating with him. The Lord will guide you, and the timing will be right. I've heard someone say, well, God, he knows my heart. That if I want to celebrate Easter with my family, it's about his resurrection. So it's fine. Obviously, I'm not pagan. It's just fine, joy. But then they mentioned, but you know God's heart. And that's what really hit me. So you can say, but God knows my heart, but do we know his? How many times in the Bible did these people turn back to idols? Even in the promised land, Aaron was okay while Moses was on the mountain. I think he was talking to the Lord. Aaron even let these people build an idol just to keep them busy, or maybe they were bored or they just needed some sign of God. How sad. So it happens so much in God's word. But what I don't want to happen is us knowing the truth, plugging our ears, turning a blind eye, and going the other way because we think it's more comfortable. Oftentimes when we make these big decisions, we can feel alone and isolated because all of a sudden we made a big change and family and friends are looking at us thinking like we're crazy. It can feel alone at times, but God will honor you for switching, for you noticing the pagan roots behind something that's stirring in your heart and just simply obeying. He'll direct you towards that next step. He'll give you the courage. You'll feel comforted at home while maybe your family and friends are all at that gathering, but you're not with your family. Your kids will trust you. Your kids will adapt a lot faster than you think. I was actually worried the most about my kids and Christmas. And I think it was, I can't quite explain it. I didn't want them to be disappointed in us as parents. I tell my kids often, I've never done this parent thing before. This is my first time being a mother. I apologize a lot if I lost my cool. And I let them know God is showing us some things and we're not going to celebrate Christmas this year. I didn't say forever and ever and ever to be dramatic with them, but I just, we let them know it doesn't feel right. And this is why. We have 4 kids, and oldest is 13, all the way down to 7. And they understood, but what's great about children is they trust you as the parents. It's okay to communicate with them fully about why you're making this change. They understand a lot more than we give credit for them. They adapt a lot, I felt like they adapted a lot easier than me. And I think the reason why is maybe I was grieving or mourning the loss of that, of growing up with it, the feelings. That's what somebody mentioned one time. My friend who's on a very similar walk with us opened her eyes to a lot of things. She lives in another state. But she's like, it was almost like grieving the loss of the feelings that we felt with Christmas. It's the feelings of waking up in the morning. My husband and I were talking, waking up in the morning. And I think I was sad that we wouldn't have that. But I wouldn't continue celebrating that if I to replace it with those feelings. We're supposed to turn away from a lot of things that God tells us to, that God is, that maybe we don't fully understand why, but we just need to obey. So I challenge you to sit with the uncomfortable feeling of making a change. Pray for your spouse if he isn't there yet. I think that's all I wanted to share. I'm getting a little sleepy. I'm recording this on my laptop. I noticed it had a microphone. I don't know if I'm old or if I just have not discovered this yet, but I just started playing around on this, on my podcast, to rename it Joy Homestead. And I noticed it says you can start recording. And I thought, oh, this is a lot easier than holding my phone. I bet it has a better microphone. So I did a little test in it. It is. So start reading your Bible more. We were reading in Revelation this past couple weeks. I think the stuff that's happening in the world, it's being revealed in Revelation. Or Revelation is revealing what's happening in the world right now. And it's real, the kids are hungry to read his word. And so are my husband and I. So keep reading his word. Keep talking to the Lord. Start fasting if you're afraid. If you're start getting anxious, ask the Lord to take that away. Replace every anxious thought with the word of God. Don't be anxious about anything, but by prayer and petition, present your request to God. And then fear not, for I am with you. Isaiah 41:10, that has been playing in my mind ever since this virus broke out. Now, I'm not afraid of the virus. I'm not afraid of what's going on in the world, but I know it. It doesn't really have to do with the virus. And if your eyes are open enough, you'll realize that. So I'm not afraid, but I do, as a mother, the feelings of a mother, we feel a lot. I have four kids I want to protect and hold and kiss and love and want absolutely no danger done to them. It's who God created us to be as mothers, to protect them. Of that feeling, that motherly feeling, motherly instinct. We know when they're in danger. We can just sense it and run outside and know they were close to the road. That type of thing. That is what gets me anxious. And so Isaiah 41:10, it pops up in my mind a lot on repeat. And I do love that because fear not, for I'm with you. I encourage you to keep on listening to worship music. Seeds Family Worship is a great resource because they sing scripture verses. So I have a hard time reading a verse and memorizing it. I can't do it. It's just who I am. I have a hard time reading something and even remembering what it says. So I noticed when I bought Seeds Family Worship CD a long time ago, I would be singing it with the kids, these Bible verses sung, and they would stick in my head. And I noticed the kids sing them. They're on YouTube as well as Amazon Prime Music or buy the CDs. They have a bunch. And it's a great thing to have in the background for us. They're not like little kiddish, you know, childish. It isn't. There's adults singing in there too. And it's just, some of them are just make me weep because I need to hear them. So if you feel anxious, read God's word or listen to his word. Because sometimes I think, you know, if everything is stripped away, if I don't have a single book, I told this to the kids once, if I don't have a book or a Bible or phone, nothing, you are going to want the word of God running through your mind. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I will strengthen you and help you. Isaiah 41:10. See, I memorize scripture. And it's a song and it runs in my head when I'm afraid. And if all that stuff is taken away, our mind, nobody can control our mind. We can sing those songs and still praise the Lord. I hope this was an encouragement to you. When I talk to you guys, you encourage me too. I think of you just having a cup of tea with me. My cup of tea is in front of me and it's probably now cold. But I know you're there. I know I'm not talking to just nobody. I'm talking to you like we're friends or already friends or soon to be friends, because if you're a believer or thinking about being a Christ follower, we're already sisters in Christ. Let me pray with you before I end this. Thank you again for joining me. This was a spur of the moment, but my kids were out of the house, and that's a perfect time to make a podcast and talk with you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being so gracious with us. These new things that we're learning. Thank you for giving us grace. You are so sovereign. You are so full of love. Thank you that you consider us your children to be loved and cherished. Help us not turn a blind eye to you and your words. Holy Spirit, direct us to the next step that we need to take in our lives. Help us not to ignore you. Lord, I pray that you will bless every one of the ladies that are listening to this. Will you show them, Lord, what they need to learn? Will you show them that you are in control and that you are a place of comfort? We love you so much, Lord. And we honor your holy name. Amen. I'll talk soon, friends. Bye.